And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Central City, Nebraska, and boys championship basketball tonight. The Class B2 Sub-District 4 championship on the line tonight, and we have a battle of Hornets here tonight. The Giltner Hornets taking on the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. These two basketball teams winning their way into the championship of this sub-district on Tuesday night. The Giltner Hornets, the number one seed here, defeated Spalding Academy 67-40. Much tougher night and a very exciting night for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets on Tuesday in triple overtime. They beat Hampton 55-52 to advance to the championship tonight. So it's Giltner and Heartland Lutheran in this contest tonight, and these two teams have met once before this season. Back in the Giltner Holiday Tournament on December 28th, Giltner defeated Heartland Lutheran 52-50. The Giltner Hornets come in as the number two ranked team in Class B2, but they lead the B2 point standings as far as wild card points are concerned. So the Hornets look to be in great shape for a state tournament berth, no matter what happens here tonight. But of course, they want to win this sub district, go on and play in the district championship next Tuesday. They are 21-1 on the year. They won their last five after their only loss this season to Bruning Davenport Chickley on January 28th by the score of 43-34. So the Hornets come in at 21-1. Matt Drew's ball club looking for a sub-district championship tonight, as are Lloyd Wagnerson's Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets tonight. The Red Hornets come in with 18 wins and 5 losses on the season. They've won their last two, including that thrilling triple overtime game in the semifinals on Tuesday night. Their 5 losses to some very good teams. Lost to Giltner, as we mentioned. 2 losses to a 17-5 Burwell team. A loss to Ravenna, 18-5, and another team that very well make the state tournament in C2, and a loss to Hampton on February the 3rd, 63-54, but the Red Hornets came back and took out the Hampton Hawks in that semifinal 3 overtime game on Tuesday night. So Heartland Lutheran at 18-5 on this basketball season. These two basketball teams were both at the Class D2 state tournament last year. Giltner and Heartland Lutheran want to get back there again this year. Very tough sub-district, and the number one Giltner Hornets, the number three Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets will go at it here tonight, with the winner moving on to the district championship game next Tuesday. Classes D1 and D2 play their boys' district championship games next Tuesday, March 1st, with all the winners advancing to the state Class D2 boys' basketball tournament. The winner of this one will get the winner of tonight's Dodge and Lindsay Holy Family D2 Sub-District 3 championship game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show before this one. The pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. The Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran come into this basketball game averaging 66 points a game. They like to put the basketball up and score if they can. They've had a couple of games in the high 80s, had a game of 85 points, at 89 against Elba earlier in the season. They come in averaging 66 points a contest, shooting 45% from the floor, 73% from the free throw line. And the Red Hornets, a very good free throw shooting team. 2-point field goal average is 51%. The overall field goal percentage is 35% from 3-point range. They pull down 27 rebounds a game. On average, they turn it over 14 times per game. They are led in scoring by David Wilson, 17.3 points per game, one of the two seniors on this basketball team, the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. Wilson, a senior, and Dylan Hoskian, is a senior also for the Red Hornets here tonight. The Hornets of Giltner, the orange and black, the Giltner Hornets at 21-1 on the year. They come in averaging 51 points a game. They give up, though, only 32 points per contest. The Hornets shoot the basketball overall at 39%, almost 40, right at the 40% mark, 23% from three-point range, and overall 40% on the season. They average 51 points a contest, shoot 56% from the free throw line, and average 34 rebounds a contest. So they rebound the basketball well and turn it over also at 14 per contest. So this should be a dandy here tonight. The Giltner Hornets and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. Of course, Heartland Lutheran, in their really their first decade as a school, in their seventh year, I was told, of basketball, but made that state tournament last year. Have another outstanding team this year. They have only two seniors. The Giltner Hornets also only have two seniors on their basketball team, Sean Finley and Lucas Richards. Both of those guys start. So these basketball teams are young. They're both very good. They're kind of at the top of the heap in Class D2. Again, Giltner's number one in the point total. The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets are ninth in the point total, so they need a victory here tonight to keep those, course, state tournament hopes alive. Giltner in good shape as far as point total is concerned, but want to win your way into that state tournament if you can by winning a sub-district and then a district championship. So a lot on the line here tonight for these two basketball teams, and a good crowd on hand here tonight with the Giltner Hornets and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets here this season for the championship in the Class D2 sub-district 4 here at Central City. I'm Glenn Gulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you here tonight with the winner moving on to the district championship game on Tuesday night. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
At B&B Carpet, we think the best way to start off the new year is with a clean sweep of our warehouse. We have the new products arriving soon and need to make room, so it's out with the old and savings to you. During the clean sweep sale at B&B Carpet in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and
continued success
in the future. Give us a try at your next occasion.
Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
for the Giltner Hornets and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets for the Class D2 Sub-District 4 Championship here in Central City. For the Giltner Hornets and Matt Drew, they'll start Dustin Hastings, a 6'1 sophomore. Luke Richards, a 6'1 senior. Ethan Kreitz, a 5'11 junior. Sean Finley, the 5'10 senior. And Drew Ott, the guy in the middle, the 6'4 junior, 17.8 points, 11.6 rebounds. For the Red Hornets, Sam Simonson, a 6'2 junior. Michael Holman, a 6'8 junior. David Wilson, 5'10 senior. Isaac Splatstosser, a 6-foot sophomore, and Garrett Suhanek, a 6-foot junior, as the Hornets will come. The basket on our way as we're in one of the corners here. Hot jumping against Holman, and here we go. The tip controlled by the Red Hornets. They're in there traveling. They'll be the visitors tonight. They're traveling red with the black numerals and trim. Gilner Hornets in the home white with the orange numerals and trim. Gilner starts out in a man-to-man, and the basketball to the Red Hornets, and they have the ball. Suhanek, top of the key to David Wilson. Wilson averages 17 a game. He's the league scorer for the Red Hornets. Pass inside is off the fingertips of Holman, and he turns it over to the Gilner Hornets, and they run it into the front court. Ethan Kreitz with the basketball. Kreitz on the left wing to Luke Richards. Richards for the Hornets. Top of the key to Drew Ott. Ott now to Justin Heinrich. To Finley. Ball five and now touch the ball against the man-to-man defense for the Red Hornets. Here's a fifth. A pass is stolen there by Wilson into the front court. Shot put up off the side of the backboard by Suhanek is no good. The rebound coming out of the with it is Justin Hastings for the Hornets. He steps out of bounds on the near sideline. Second turnover for the Hornets. Two on the Red Hornets of Hartman Lupin. We're scoreless. We play 52 seconds. As we have first minute here. We're getting some of the nerves out of the way. Sub-district championship basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KLI 2FM 94.5. Bounce pass inside for Holman. Off his leg. He can't control it, and the ball picked up there by Luke Richards. Sweet teams turn it over twice. Pass inside for Ott. Stolen out of there by Simonson, and Gilbert turns it over for the third time. The steal there by Simonson. Wilson, top of the key for three. It's off the iron. No good. Drew Ott pulls it down before Giltner. Still scoreless. A minute and a half into the game. Luke Richards front court. Into Ott. At the baseline. Puts up a runner from five. Going to be short. No good. Michael Holman grabs it before the Red Hornets. Passes it out. Suhanek shot up this time on the other end of the floor. No good by Sam Simonson. Grabbing the basketball. And the baseline is Splatstosser, but he goes out of bounds, and he'll go to the Gilner Hornets. Three new ones come in for the Hornets as Splatstosser could not control the basketball. So three new ones in the game for Gilner. They bring in Trevor Poppin, a 6'2" junior. Keeping Christ stays on the floor. Jake Finley, Sean's brother, a sophomore, on the floor for Gilner. There's a pass inside. Ott puts up a shot. It is no good. Just rolls off the rim, but foul going to be called on the Red Hornets, Heartland Lutheran. Going to be on the 6'8", Michael Holman is first, and Drew Ott to the free throw line. And, of course, Drew Ott is a load. 6'4", junior, 17.8 points, 11.6 rebounds. All-stater in football. He must, I guess, Drew's way, but he's over 200, and their first free throw's up and good. That's our first point in the game. Giltner leads it 1-0. And also out on the floor for the Jake Finley checked in. Trevor Poppin checked into the game. And Dylan Hendrick, the 5'11 sophomore. Second free throw is off. No good. A battle park grabbed by David Wilson for the Red Hornets. 1-0 Giltner. Played about 2 minutes. Wilson into the front court. David very quick with the basketball. Just a Honick. Pass on the wing to Sam Simonson. Man-to-man defense for the Gilner Hornets. Simonson still with it back out to Wilson. Tries to control it on the sideline. Can't do it. And the Red Hornets turn it over for the third time. So each team with three turnovers early in this one. 1-0, Gilner in the lead. Red Hornets can score 66 a clip. Gilner at 51 a clip. Pass inside to Ott. Works on Holman. Shoots and scores inside. Drew Ott has the first three for the Hornets. Just powered his way to that field goal. Wilson, top of the key. Spins in the lane. 14-footer by Davis off the iron. No good. It bounces out of bounds. It'll be Gilner basketball. Might have not caught any iron there. We're in one of the corners here at this beautiful Central City Gym, home of the Class D State Wrestling Champions last Saturday. The Bison winning the state championship. Beautiful gym here. Ott underneath. Shoots again. Shot no good this time. Threw down and out of there by Simonson. Simonson to David Wilson for the Red Hornets. They go to the basket far into the floor. Wilson gives the basketball up to Suhanek. Garrett averages 8 points a game. Now to Sam Simonson, who throws in 13 in a contest. There's a lob inside for Wilson. Has no shot. Gives it back out. 3-0 Gilner. We play just about 3 minutes. Inside to Michael Holman. Back out to Simonson. Baseline blocked by Ott. It goes out of bounds off Simonson. Simonson put up the shot. Ott got the block. And the ball bounced off Sam Simonson and out of bounds. It'll be Gilner basketball. 3-0 Hornets over the Red Hornets. And 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. sub-district championship basketball here tonight on the Breeze. The basketball, Jake Finley for Giltner. To Henry, Gillen at the top of the key, right side to Finley. Inside to Ott again. Works inside and scores. Too easy there. 5 points for Ott, five for Giltner. Timeout. Lloyd Wagner and Heartland Lutheran, so we'll take one with 4:43 to go first quarter. It's Giltner 5, Heartland Lutheran nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
5-0 Giltner shutting out Heartland Lutheran here. 4:40 to go first quarter. Wilson with the basketball. The Hornets have it. Control the basketball. Sam Simonson now back to Wilson, top of the key. And a man defense by the Giltner Hornets. Hornets have inserted their three off the bench. There's a shot by Wilson. Going to be off there. No good. Rebounded by Ott. Drew Ott clears another rebound. Front court. The Hornets have the basketball. Inside this time to Trevor Poppin. He'll work this. Wayne shot, no good, rebound, offensive rebound and basket, 7 for Drew Ott, and he's just too strong, too powerful right now for the Red Hornets. From the wing, a three-pointer up by Suhonic, is no good, offensive rebound, though, by the Red Hornets. Graham Simonson with it now. Simonson inside lane, puts up a runner from 5, going to be off there, no good. Holman rebounds, and he's fouled on the play. Michael Holman, offensive rebound, he's fouled. They'll go to the line to shoot 2 for Heartland Lutheran. 7-0, Giltner. Foul going to be called there on Drew Ott, and that's his first. To the free throw line, Michael Holman. He's a 6'8" junior, averages 3.2 points per game and 2.9 rebounds. Looking for the first Red Hornets point. Michael's free throw up, it's in and out, no good. Again, this is a 73% free throw shooting team. Heartland Lutheran, they shoot the free throws well. Coming into the game for Giltner, a starter, Dustin Hastings, and going out is Trevor Poppin. So Dustin Hastings checks back in. He started, but the two other starters made a quick exit, but now Hastings back in the game. Second free throw rolls out, no good. So the Hornets still pulling the shutout. 7-0. Michael Holman misses 2 there. Front court, it's Ethan Price for Giltner. He's swinging around the perimeter. Inside to Ott. It's knocked out of bounds by Sam Simonson. So Ott can't receive that pass. Good defense there by the Red Hornets into the game. Logan Flatstoffer. Well, Isaac and Logan, the brothers, flat saucers, are in the ball game for the Red Hornets, and Giltner inbounds the basketball. Inside to Drew Ott in the lane. 7-footer partially deflected by Logan Flatstotter. Hitting the rebound is Ott, and he's knocked away from him and out of bounds. Off to David Wilson, can't control it for the Red Hornets to the Giltner basketball. It's a defense there by the Red Hornets. Ott inbounds the basketball. Hornets have the basketball. There's a pass deflected and stolen. And Wilson picks it up. Turnover, Giltner. Basketball, Red Hornets. David Wilson pouring in the floor for Heartland Lutheran. Still looking for the first point. 3:25 to go. Driving, putting up the shot this time. It's going to be short. No good on the play by Sam Simons. An offensive rebound for the Red Hornets. Top free throw line. 15-footer, Logan Flatstotter. First bucket of the game for the Red Hornets. Took them 4 minutes and 46 seconds, but they're on the board now. 7-2, Giltner. In the corner with the basketball, Price. Top of the key to Jake Finley. On the wing to Luke Richards. Now a 15-footer up off there. No good by Price. They battle for it in the lane. 2 go to the floor. The basketball still there. Picked up by Giltner. They have the basketball inside to Drew Ott. Turns and a whistle before the shot. Ott is fouled on the play. And it'll be an on-shooting situation here. Now calling Isaac Flatstotter of Heartland Lutheran. 7-2 Giltner. Back into the ballgame for the Hornets, the starter Sean Finley. And back in the game, Trevor Poppin. Hornets inbound the ball, and they have the basketball leading here 7-2. Into the corner with Hastings inside to Trevor Poppin. Push inside the lane. Nice move underneath there by Trevor Poppin, and he scores for Giltner. And it's 9-2, Hornets. Into the front court with the basketball. Flatstotter Isaac is fouled as he headed for the hoop. To be a non-shooting situation. Flatstotter fouled in the play by Giltner's Luke Richard, I believe, and back into the game for the Red Hornets. First time into the game is with the A.J. Bader, 6'3 junior. Inbounding the basketball to Wilson, or the Red Hornets down here, 9-2, David Wilson into the corner. Flapstotter travels with the basketball. Logan headed for the hoop, but travels. Fourth turnover on the Red Hornets, four on the Giltner Hornets. 9-2 Giltner, 2:25, clock running, first quarter. D2, sub-district 4, championship basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, on KLIQFM.com. There's a pass underneath, intended for Sean Finley, over his head and out of bounds, and Giltner turns it over to Heartland Lutheran. Back into the game, Dylan Henrick and Luke Richards for Giltner. They've rotated eight throughout the contest here tonight. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. 9-2 Giltner. David Wilson controls the ball for Heartland Lutheran. Flapstotter. Wing shot from 15 is going to be no good this time by A.J. Bader, and the Hornets control. They drive, they shoot, and they score. Scoring the field goal there is Luke Richards at his first. And it's 11-2. Giltner with a 9-point lead. Quickly front court. David Wilson takes two Hornets and misses the shot. Wilson hits the deck. He's fouled on the play, and David Wilson will go to the line to shoot two for the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran. Call there on Giltner's Justin Hastings at this first, and David Wilson to shoot two. Wilson averages 17 points a game, looking for his first points of the night. First free throw bounces around and finally falls. Wilson has one in. Shoot the second free throw. It's 11-3. That in for the Hornets is Ethan Christ, the 5'11 junior. As eight have been in and out of there for the Hornets tonight. The only one not with a rest so far is Drew Otten. He gets the rebound of the missed free throw, and they throw it out of bounds. Otten sending that pass for Ethan Christ, and threw it wide of the mark and out of bounds. Sixth turnover on Giltner. And the Red Hornets will inbound on this near sideline front of the Giltner bench. And David Wilson has the basketball for Heartland Lutheran. 11-3 Giltner. 1:41 to go in period number one. Logan Flatstotter. Shot put up this time by Suhanik. It's good for three. Garrett Suhanik hits the three, and it's 11-6 Giltner. Front court with the basketball. Luke Richards. Richards top of the key for three for Ethan. Christ is good. Christ hits the three for Giltner. His first field goal. And it's 14-6. Hornets with the lead. David Wilson takes a long three for the Hornets. It's going to be short, an air ball. It's grabbed on the baseline by Isaac Flapstotter, and he throws it off a Hornet. It'll stay with the Red Hornets underneath their own basket. Getting back in, Jake Finley, the sophomore, replaces Luke Richards for Giltner. 14-6 Hornets. Giltner leading, and down to Wilson as Heartland Lutheran controls in their offensive zone. Pass underneath to the baseline. Spinning on the baseline. Shot blocked out of bounds by Ott. Ott knocks that one out of bounds as A.J. Bader put it up about 7 feet away, and Drew Ott gets his second block of the game. And then Heartland Lutheran inbounds. They do to David Wilson. He's on the left wing to Garrett Suhanik. Inside to Bader. His pass deflected out of bounds by Jake Finley. Sam Simonson, the starter, back into the game, replacing A.J. Bader for Heartland Lutheran as they'll throw it in underneath their own basket. And Logan Flatstotter will inbound the basketball. Goes to Simonson, to David Wilson. Less than a minute to go, first quarter, 14-6 Giltner. Heartland Lutheran gets a shot deep in the corner. It's going to be good for three. Logan Flapstotter has five off the bench, and it's 14-9. And towards Giltner with the basketball. Spinning around the perimeter. Jake Finley in the corner. Dustin Hastings' shot's going to be short. No good. The rebound by Wilson of Heartland Lutheran. Front court pass now. Here's Flapstotter. Isaac now back to David Wilson. 14-9. 25 seconds to go. First quarter. Giltner leading Heartland Lutheran. Logan Flapstotter will deep on the left end of the pass. Stolen out of there by Sean Finley. Turnover on the Red Hornets. Their fifth. Front court. Giltner controls Ethan Price. Inside to Drew Ott. Top of the key now to Sean Finley. Finley for the Hornets with 7 seconds to go. Baseline to Ott. Cross court pass to Price. Top of the key for three. Sean Finley is good at the buzzer. A 3-point field goal at the buzzer by Sean Finley. And that will end the first quarter of play. So we played one here at Central City. It's Giltner 17, Heartland Lutheran 9. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Underway in the Sub-District Championship, Giltner 17, Heartland Lutheran 9, as the Giltner Hornets have the basketball. Inside to Truot, knocked away from him by the whistle, and a foul going to be called on the Red Hornet, the Heartland Lutheran, called on David Wilson. That's his first. They say Ott was shooting, so he'll go to the line and shoot two. Ott on the floor for Giltner, along with Jake Finley and Ethan Kreitz and Dustin Hastings and Sean Finley. Finley's through at the end of the first quarter, made it 17-9, and Ott makes the first of two here on the free throws, 18-9. Giltner's David Wilson on the floor, misses the second free throw. Ott grabs the offensive rebound, hits the deck, gives up the basketball, picking it up. It's going to be Garrett Suhanik driving into the front court. Isaac Slapstocker, he commits an offensive foul. Isaac Slapstocker, the sophomore, called for an offensive foul. That'll be his second. That's a turnover also on Heartland Lutheran, and they give it to Giltner. 18-9 Hornets. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. 17-9 after one. Top of the key for three. Dustin Hastings is good. Dustin Hastings' first field goal hits a three. Biggest lead of the night, 21-9, Giltner. One court with a basketball, Slapstocker. To Simonson on the baseline, shot up and good. It will count, and he's fouled on the play. Sam Simonson with the driving score for the Red Hornets, and they'll go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. 21-11 now, Giltner. Foul whistled on Drouot, and that's two. And the junior, he will sit down now, and Trevor Poppin back in for Giltner. With Trevor Poppin on the floor for Ott with two personal fouls. Also checking back into the game for Giltner is Luke Richards, the starter. Ott had the first 7 points for Giltner in the game as Giltner jumped out to a 7-0 lead for the Red Hornets score. Free throw is no good. Ball bouncing around in the lane. Free hit the deck and the ball out of there. Poppin gives it to Justin Hastings. Trevor Poppin inside now for Giltner. Shoots and scores. Trevor Poppin inside with the field goal. He has four. Too much inside for Ott and Poppin so far for Giltner. Red Harness moves it out of bounds on the far end of the floor. Pass underneath. Off the hands of Thomas Hudnall. He's checked in. Hudnall's a 6'2 junior. Timeout on the floor after that turnover by Heartland Lutheran. Timeout Heartland Lutheran. We'll take one with 7:04 to go in the first half. It's Giltner 23. Heartland Lutheran 11 back in 30 seconds.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
At B&B Carpet, we think the best way to start off the new year is with a clean sweep of our warehouse. We have the new products arriving soon and need to make room, so it's out with the old and savings to you. During the clean sweep sale at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Central City. Giltner leading Heartland Lutheran 23-11 in this sub-district championship basketball game. The winner moves on to a district title game next Tuesday night. Site and opponent to be determined tonight. Chop it up from about 18 feet. It's going to be an air ball. This time by Luke Richards. It goes out of bounds. So Luke will off on that shot. It'll be basketball to Heartland Lutheran. They'll control the basketball. Thrown in by Logan Slapstocker to David Wilson. Michael Holman back out on the floor for the Red Hornets. Thomas Hudnall also on the floor. Holman gives up the basketball now to Sam Simonson, to David Wilson, man-to-man Giltner defense. They've been in that all evening long. From the wing for three, in the air, in the hole, Logan Slapstocker He has eight off the bench. Two threes in this game. That's the lead down to nine at 23-14. Three ball for Splatstosser. He has eight in the game to lead the Red Hornets. Look inside. They find Drew Ott, who's checked back in to Poppin. Now a couple post players in there, and Ott and Poppin for Giltner. Pass inside to Trevor Poppin. Off his hands, but he runs it down and then deep in the left corner. Giltner with the basketball in the right wing. It's Luke Richards. Richards for Giltner to Poppin. On the wing, taking the three, driving Ethan Christ. Puts up a 15-footer, rolls off there, no good. The rebound out of there by Thomas Hudnall. To Wilson for the Red Hornets. They go to the far end of the floor, down by nine. David Wilson, a running one-hander from 12 is good. David Wilson, his first field goal. He has 3 points. It's 23-16. Five in a row for the Red Hornets. That's back in the basketball game. Seven down. Still 5.5 minutes to go. Drew Ott from the baseline. 13-footer, no good. Gets out of bounds. It's going to be off a Red Hornet. It stays with the Giltner Hornets. Two Red Hornets was there. Ott was behind them. Ott close to committing a foul, trying to rebound. Molly, that would have been his third. Pass inside to Ott. It's tipped away off of Drew Ott and out of bounds. So the Hornets turn it over for the seventh time. Martin Lutheran's turned it over on officially seven. Back into the game for Giltner, Sean Finley. Drew Ott will go out again. He does have two fouls and scored eight in the game. But two fouls in the contest. Justin Hastings on the floor for Giltner and Ethan Kreitz now for guard. Trevor Poppin will stay at center. Jake Finley and Sean Finley, the brothers, all out there for Giltner. Leading 23-16, Red Hornets basketball. Simonson with it at the free throw line. David Wilson goes to his left, stops and pops him about 18. Short off the iron, no good. Run down in the corner by Dustin Hastings of Giltner. On the pass to Ethan Kreitz. Long front court pass to Sean Finley. To Hastings. Dustin Hastings travels. Walking call on Dustin Hastings. Turnover Giltner. Basketball back to the Red Hornets. Isaac Flatstopper checks in for Michael Holman for Giltner. Also coming out of the game is Thomas Hudnall. Checking back in is Garrett Suhonik for Parkland Lutheran. The Red Hornets have the ball down by seven. They scored the last five in this second quarter. Wilson now to Suhonik. Inside to a cutting Flapstosser. His shot locked out of bounds by Giltner. So it will be the Red Hornets playing it in. Garrett Suhonik will pull it in. The 6 foot junior does. Driving for the hoop is Simonson, a whistle as he headed for the hoop, and a holding call on Giltner's Sean Finley. That'll be his first, and the Red Hornets will throw it in right next to Coach Matt Drew of Giltner, right in front of their bench. 4:44 to go, second quarter. 23-16 Giltner leading Parkland Lutheran. The Hornets lead the Red Hornets. David Wilson very quick with the basketball. Gives it up now to Suhonik. Garrett drives, spins in the lane. Good man-to-man defense by Giltner. Cuts off Simonson. They swing it around. Wilson, a 13-footer on the run. No good. Rebounded by Trevor Poppin of the Giltner Hornets. Poppin gives it up in the backcourt to Ethan Kreitz. The 5'11 junior controls it into the offensive zone for Giltner. Like the whole event in front of us here at Central City High School. Giltner swings the ball around the perimeter. Trevor Poppin now on the left wing. Inside to Poppin. Back out to Sean Finley at the baseline, turning and passing back out to Finley. Finley travels with the basketball. So Sean Finley turns it over. Giltner with nine in the game, seven on the Red Hornets, and the Red Hornets will take over. Then they scored the last five. They've been behind by 12 on two occasions. They scored the last 5 points. They're down only by seven, 23-16, under 4 minutes to go. First half. Wilson drives, puts up a runner. Shot goes down, but before the shot, David is fouled on the play. Hornets pick up a foul there. Justin Hastings looks like the call there. That's his second. Going out of the game is Sean Finley. Checking back in is Luke Richards. So eight of play to make go in and out of there for Giltner. Red Hornets throw it in. And due to Wilson, David Wilson with it. Flatstosser underneath, shot and a nice play. Isaac to Logan there. Logan Flatstosser with the field goal. He has five this quarter, 10 in the game. Seven in a row for the Red Hornets. They lead 23-18. Front court, Giltner with the basketball. Ethan Kreitz with it to Trevor Poppin at the top of the key. Poppin with the basketball on the wing to Kreitz. Ethan with it to Richards. To Poppin on the left wing. Top of the key now to Jake Finley. A free ball from there is good. Jake Finley. His first field goal is a three, and it's 26-18 in favor of Gilner. Shot put up off the glass and good by Jared Suhanek. Suhanek gets his second field goal. He has five, and it's 26-20 in favor of Gilner. Back and forth we go. Good stuff, district championship basketball game from the wing for three. High arc and good by Ethan Price. Price, the second three-pointer and a timeout after that three-point field goal made by Price. Gilner snaps, who takes it, so we'll take one here with 2:52 to go in the first half. Back and forth we go with Gilner 29, Heartland Lutheran 20, back in 1 minute.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Heartland Lutheran controls the ball, and a bank shot up and good by Sam Simonson. Sam now has four this quarter, four in the game. 29-22 underneath to Ott, who's back in off the bench, and he scores. Ott with the field goal, 31-22. Ott with 10 in the game. Shot put up is good by David Wilson on the other end of the floor. He's fouled. It will count. Wilson with the field goal. He has five. He'll go to the line to try to get another point tacked on to the Red Hornets. It's 31-24. Wilson with the field goal there, and he's fouled in the play. Wilson now with five. Foul called on Ethan Price. That's his first. David Wilson at the free throw line. 72% free throw shooter. Free throw up. Rolls down and good. Five is quarter. Six in the game for David. Three-point play there. 31-25. Gilchrist lead down to six. They have the basketball at the free throw line. It's Dustin Hastings inside the lane. Passes to Drew Ott. He'll shoot and score again. Ott now with 12, and he just cannot be stopped so far tonight inside. The two fouls have hurt Ott in the front court. Long three by Splatstopper is going to be no good. Isaac taking that one. Knocked out of bounds by the Red Hornets. It'll be Giltner basketball. Trevor Poppin back in for Giltner. Drew Ott goes out. Michael Holman back in for the Red Hornets. So Ott comes in, gets a couple field goals, goes back to the bench with the two fouls. He has 12 in the game. And pretty much been unstoppable inside. 33-25, Giltner with the lead in the basketball. Back to the key now. They have the basketball. Jake Finley inside to Poppin. Pass stepped away, but Trevor grabs it for Giltner. He's swinging around the perimeter. He's in tight now with the basketball for the Hornets. Top of the key to Jake Finley on the wing to Dustin Hastings. Hastings top of the key pass now to Luke Richards on the wing to Poppin. Trevor with it with 1:28 to go, first half. Giltner leading by eight. Bounce pass it goes to Luke Richards, drives the lane, shoots, rolls off, no good. Poppin offensive rebound and he scores. Trevor Poppin offensive rebound and basket. 35-25. Quickly into the front court. Red Hornets down for three. Garrett Suhanek, it's going to be off the back of the iron and up into the wiring, and it'll be out of bounds, and it'll be basketball to Giltner. Thomas Hudnall, the 6'2 junior, makes his second appearance for the Red Hornets. Going out is Sam Simonson. Giltner basketball, 109 to go first half. Giltner 35, Heartland Lutheran 25. Both these teams at the D2 state tournament last year. Both trying to get back there again this year in this very tough sub-district. Hampton is also in this district. Heartland Lutheran beating them by three and three overtimes Tuesday in the semifinals. Hampton's still in that wild card, huh? So Giltner basketball, the front court, they have it, and there's a whistle away from the basketball. Jake Finley had it, and there's going to be an offensive foul or turnover. A turnover on the Hornets. They've turned that basketball over for the 10th time. And it's Red Hornets basketball. David Wilson, front court for the Red Hornets, down here by 10 with under 40 seconds to go. Thomas Hudnall with it. top of the key to Splatstosser. Isaac with it, lost control, but he's fouled in the play. Double team there, and Splatstosser was fouled by Luke Richards. That's two on Luke. Ott has two. Isaac Splatstosser has two for the Red Hornets. 33 seconds to go, first half. To the free throw line will be Isaac Splatstosser. 1-1 for the Red Hornets. Isaac hasn't scored in the basketball game. He does average 7.9 points a game and 2.7 rebounds. We get the 1-1 bonus here. First it up, and it is good. Nothing but net. First point for Isaac, 35-26 Giltner. Sponsor will shoot the second. Isaac and Logan are the brothers' tandem. Isaac is the sophomore shooting here. Second free throw is up. This one's going to be off there. No good. Rebounded by Trevor Poppin. One out of two for Splatstosser. And it's 35-26. Giltner basketball. They have it in the front court. You can strike control. Now to Justin Hastings. Hastings back to strike. Ethan Trice to Trevor Poppin. Steps behind the three-point arc. Top of the key to Jake Finney. Takes the three from there. In and out. No good. Rebounded out of there by Isaac Splatstosser. With 10 seconds to go. Splatstosser into the front court, gives it up to David Wilson. Wilson will drive, spins into the lane, shot up. It's going to be good by Wilson. He has seven this quarter. That's going to be the end of the first half. A long throw by the Hornets is short and no good. So we play two here for the sub-district championship in D2, sub-district 4 at halftime. Giltner 35, Parkland Lutheran 28. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
At B&B Carpet, we think the best way to start off the new year is with a clean sweep of our warehouse. We have the new products arriving soon and need to make room, so it's out with the old and savings to you. During the clean sweep sale at B&B Carpet in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're at halftime, Class D2, Sub-District 4 Championship tonight here at Central City. The Giltner Hornets lead the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, Giltner 35, Heartland Lutheran 28. This is the Allen's Halftime Report, our halftime report sponsored by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. Good first half of basketball with Giltner leading 35-28. Giltner jumped out to a 7-0 lead in this game. They still lead it here by 7 at halftime. They have never trailed. They got the first 7, all 7 from the big fella. Drew Ott, a 6'4" junior, averages 17 a game, got the first 7. Hornets jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Red Hornets' first field goal came with a 3:14 mark of the first quarter, and it was then 7-2. Giltner moved that lead up to 11-2. Giltner led 17-9 after one quarter of play. The Hornets got up 21-9 and 23-11 in the second quarter, and then at that point, The Red Hornets got the next 7 points, cut the Giltner lead down to 5 at 23-18, and then Giltner jumped the lead up to 26-18. It was 26-20, and then 31-25, Giltner, and then the lead here of 7 at halftime, 35-28. So the first 7 to the Hornets, a 7-point run in the second quarter for the Red Hornets. But after that 7-point run by the Red Hornets, Giltner outscored Heartland Lutheran 12-10 to take a 7-point lead here at halftime, 35-28. For Giltner, leading the way is Drew Ott. He had the first 7 of the game, got in foul trouble in that first half, a 2 into the first quarter, so he had to kind of go in and out of the ball game in that first half of play with 2 first half fouls. But he had 7, the first 7 of the game for Giltner, got 5 more in the second quarter, 12 for Drew Ott, and he's just they've not been able to stop Ott inside. He gets that ball low and just powers his way to the hoop and scores from pretty much point-blank range, or did in the first half. 12 for Drew Ott. 6 points on 2 threes by Ethan Kreid. 6 points on 3 2-point field goals by Trevor Poppin. 3 points on a three-pointer by Dustin Hastings in the game. A three-pointer for Jake Finley. He has 3 for Giltner. And 1 2-point field goal for Luke Richard in the contest. 12 for Drew Ott, 6 for Trevor Poppin, 6 for Ethan Kreid, 3 for Dustin Hastings, 3 for Sean Finley, 3 for Jake Finley, and 2 for Luke Richards for the Giltner Hornets. They had 17 first quarter points, 18 in the second, 35 here at halftime. They are 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, unofficially 10 first half turnovers for the Giltner Hornets. For the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran, they're led by Logan Splatstosser. Logan off the bench had 5 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. He has 10 to lead the way. David Wilson, the 17-point scorer, very quick with that basketball, quick feet. He has 8. He had only 1 in the first quarter, but warmed up with 7 in the second. 8 for David Wilson, 5 for Garrett Sahonik, 4 for Sam Simonson all in the second quarter, and 1 free throw for Isaac Splatstosser for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. 10 for Logan Splatstosser, 8 for David Wilson, 5 for Garrett Sahonik, 4 for Sam Simonson, and 1 for Isaac Splatstosser. 9 first quarter points, 19 in the second for the Red Hornets, 28 here at halftime. They're 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Much better free throw shooting team than that, but 3 out of 8 the first half for the Red Hornets, and they have 7 first half turnovers, as we have it up here. Most of those coming early in the first quarter. That might have been a little bit due to maybe some nerves in that first quarter of play. But Giltner scored the first 7, and the Hornets still have a 7-point lead here at halftime. It's Giltner leading by the score of 35-28 here at halftime. Again, the winner moves on to the district championship game in D2. They'll play the winner of the D2 Subdistrict 3 contest tonight between Dodge and Lindsay Holy Family. That'll be next Tuesday. The classes D1 and D2 district championships are next Tuesday. The C1 and C2 boys district championships are all next Monday. And the St. Cecilia Bluehawks are trying to win their way into a district championship tonight in a basketball game that's just underway at Hastings High School on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings. It's St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic for the sub-district championship, the third meeting of the season. St. Cecilia must win for their season to continue. Central Catholic in great shape for wild card points, even if they did not win this game tonight, but a sub-district title on the line tonight. And we'll give you updated scores as we get them here on the Breeze in the second half of our ball game here tonight. We'll take a break on our final break before the start of the third quarter. The halftime score is Giltner 35, Heartland Lutheran 28. We'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
At B&B Carpet, we think the best way to start off the new year is with a clean sweep of our warehouse. We have the new products arriving soon and need to make room, so it's out with the old and savings to you. During the clean sweep sale at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Central City. Giltner 35, Heartland Lutheran 28 here at halftime. We do want to thank all our good folks from Giltner and the Grand Island Donovan area, Village of Giltner, JSGK Catering, the Sippin' Bowl, Odd Body and Glass, Honeycutt Farms, Robert Shaw Insurance, Recent Agronomics, B&B Carpet, and the Bank of Donovan. Appreciate all those fine sponsors as we're going to begin the third quarter here. And we have Girls District Championship basketball for you tomorrow night right here on the Breeze. Class C2's District 2 final, Sutton and Friends, 6:55 tomorrow night. Three games, 7 o'clock that game at Hastings High, one of four district championship games on our family station at Platte River Radio tomorrow night. All the winners tomorrow night go on to the state tournament. The state girls' field will be filled out tomorrow night. This is boys' sub-district championship basketball, second half underway. Giltner Hornets on defense, Heartland Lutheran with the basketball. David Wilson gives it up to Platte Stosser. Isaac back to Wilson. 7-point Giltner lead, third quarter just underway. Simonson puts up a 12-footer. Sam shot up and good. Sam Simonson has six. 35-30 to lead. Back down to five. This is Wilson. And Hornets have been since early in the contest. Into the front court with the basketball is Luke Richards. Richards now to Ethan Price. Inside the odd. He'll shoot with the left hand short. No good. Pulled out there by Michael Holman for the Red Hornets. Holman to David Wilson. Coming this way. Red and black. Heartland Lutheran, they're down by five, 7:18 to go. David Wilson, top of the key to Garrett Suhanik. Suhanik back to Wilson, deep in the left corner. Up on the floor, Simonson, Holman, and Flatstosser. Isaac, four, Red Hornets, for three from the wing. In the air, in the hole, up in the net. Sam Simonson with five quick ones. 35-33. Giltner's lead cut to two. Red Hornets within two here. Top of the key for three. Going to be no good by Dustin. Hastings and pulled down on the rebound by Sam Simonson. Simonson, front court to Wilson. Back to Simonson, long three in the air for the lead, in and out, no good. Off the iron and rebounded by Giltner's Dustin Hastings. Front court, Sean Finley, that would have put the Red Hornets in the lead for the first time. It's 35-33 Giltner. God, he's double-teamed to the baseline. Pass out on the wing is going to be stolen out of there. Turnover, Giltner. Front court driving Wilson. He shoots and scores, and they were tied up. 35-35. That's 10 for David Wilson, and we're tied at 35-35. Quickly into the front court. Shot up short this time by Luke Richards, but he's fouled on the play. Luke Richards takes it to the hole. And it's fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. We are tied at 35. Simonson with five, Wilson with two. The first seven of this quarter and this half for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. So they get the game tied just like that in less than 2 minutes. Free throw up and good by Luke Richards. He has 3 points in the game. He was fouled in the act. 36-35 in favor of Giltner. 2-point game. These two teams played back in December with Giltner winning on Giltner's home floor. Second free throw, no good. Tipped around but grabbed by the Hornets. Another shot up, going to be short, no good by Ott with the offensive rebound. The shot missed there by Richards. Drew Ott with the offensive rebound and basket. So it turns out to be a three-point trip down the floor, and the Hornets lead 38-35 inside the Poppin. Works the base. Lost control of the ball. Hits the deck, but he's fouled from behind by Drew Ott. Ott picks up his third foul with 5:59 to go in period number three. And that's a big one because Ott was in foul trouble. He has just controlled the inside of the offensive end. He has 14 points. Going out of the game will be Sean Finley, and also going out Luke Richards. Ott stays on the floor. Checking in is Jake Finley and Dylan Hendricks. Red Hornets send down the ball. They're down by three. They have the basketball. Suhanik with it. Top of the key to Splash Saucer. Eyes it down to Simonson. Sam will head for the hoop drive. He will shoot and score. Sam Simonson with seven this quarter. 38-37 Giltner. 11 in the game. There's a pass wide of the mark on the other end of the floor. And the Hornets of Giltner turn it over. 12 turnover basketball back to the Red Hornets. Checking in, Logan Splash Saucer. For Michael Holman for Parkland Lutheran. They come from seven down early, 12 in the second quarter. They trail by one. They can go ahead this time down the floor. Flat Saucer with the basketball. Isaac with it. Top of the key to Sohanek. To Logan Flat Saucer. Now to Isaac. And they bring to Sohanek. Now to Wilson. Three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Run down in the corner by Giltner's Jake Finley. Jake Finley. Run toward Ethan Price. 38-37, Giltner. Inside to Ott. Passes it back out. Underneath, Heinrichs puts up the shot and scores. Dustin Hastings has five, and it's 40-37. Quickly at the other end, Simonson's shot is going to be up there off and no good. The draw in that time, and the Hornets rebound, and they have it in the front court. Ethan Price with it. On the baseline to Hendricks. Back out for three, and the air is going to be no good this time by Jake Finley. The rebound to Splash Saucer, to David Wilson for the Red Hornets. They come this way, down by three. Driving, shot blocked by Ott. The Splash Saucer getting the ball back. Back out to Logan Splash Saucer, and Logan travels. Isaac Splash Saucer's shot was blocked by Ott. Isaac got the ball back, pass to Logan. Logan traveled, eighth turnover on the Red Hornets. 40-37, Giltner. We're tied at 35. There's a pass wide of the mark. Another turnover on Giltner. In the corner, intended for Jake Finley. They throw it out of bounds to the Hornets. And they turn it over. Giltner has never trailed. It was 35-35 early this quarter. Hornets had a couple of opportunities to get ahead. Haven't been there yet. A runner from 12 is off there. No good by David Wilson. He hits the floor. But the Hornets grab the rebound. They're quickly into the front court. Dylan Hendricks. Lost control of the ball. Picks it back up underneath Ott. He'll shoot and score. Drew Ott with 16. And the lead back up to 5, 42-37. Wilson drives. Shoots no good, but you could hear that foul up here about 35 feet away from the play. David Wilson hit on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on the Giltner Hornets. David Wilson to the line to shoot a pair for the Red Hornets. 4:04 to go, third quarter. First foul on Jake Finley. David Wilson to shoot two. He has 10 in the game. Got a three from the line. That's first one up and good. 11th point for Wilson. 42-38, Giltner. And one tie in the game this quarter. Ott goes out now, and Hastings goes out for Giltner. Coming back in is Luke Richards, and Trevor Poppin makes his first appearance in period number three. David Wilson throws up the second one for the Red Hornets. It's up, and it is good. Two out of two this time, four in this quarter, 12 in the game for Wilson. 42-39, and Wilson is the engine that makes this team go. He's so fast, so quick. Back in for Giltner. Jake Finley going out. Dylan Hendricks. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 42-39, Giltner leading Heartland Lutheran. There's a pass intended for Luke Richards. He was headed for the hoop. The pass behind him and out of bounds. And Giltner, another unforced error. Their 14th turnover. That's their team average on the season. We're halfway through the third. They've committed 14-8 on the Red Hornets. The free ball will tie it here for the Red Hornets. They control the ball. Mahonik with it. Sharing with the basketball to Wilson. Wilson after the free throw line drive. Puts up a runner off the glass and rim. No good. It's battle for it underneath. It's grabbed by Suhanik on the baseline for the Red Hornets. Rolling the ball. Logan Splatsaucer. 15-footer up and good. Logan Splatsaucer has 12 off the bench. 42-41. Mahonik will be a starter. He plays a lot in the basketball game, and it's 42-41. He has 12. Giltner by one. Inside to Ott, he'll shoot and score again. Six this quarter, 18 in the game for Ott. Again, no answer for the Red Hornets. For the Hornets, Drew Ott. Run scored. Heartland Lutheran. David Wilson with the ball. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Wilson controls the basketball. The dribble just so quick. Put up a runner from seven. Going to be off there. No good. David likes to throw up a runner with the right hand, kind of heading away from the basket. Missed that one. Trevor pop and drive. He'll shoot shot short. No good. They battle for it on the baseline. That shot was blocked. Ott grabs it for Giltner, and a shot put up. No good. By Ethan Kreitz, but he's fouled before the shot. Kreitz fouled there. Red Hornets pick up the foul in a non-shooting situation. And Drew Ott's going to play it in for Giltner as Thomas Putnall gets that foul. Michael Holman back in for the Red Hornets. A.J. Bader goes out. Drew Ott to throw it in. Does to Sean Finley. Now inside to Ott and a whistle. And there's a foul from behind on the Red Hornets. Logan Blackstocker picks up the foul. That's his first. Non-shooting situation. Ott inbounds for Giltner. They're up by three. Left corner now. Jake Finley inside to Ott. It's going to be stolen. Turnover on Giltner. Pass stolen there by the Red Hornets. Logan Blackstocker. Duhanek into the lane. Puts up his shot. Going to be short. No good. Rebound by Drew Ott. Now the pass now to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz for the Hornets now. Scores up just a little bit, but back and forth we've gone here tonight. 2:22 to go in the third. Giltner 44, Hartman Lutheran 41. Ott inside double teamed, and a whistle of travel on Drew Ott. Turnover number 16 on Giltner. Checking into the game. Isaac Flatstocker for the Red Hornets. And Coach Lloyd Wagner takes a timeout for Hartman Lutheran. We'll take one. Everybody needs a breather. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Giltner 44, Hartman Lutheran 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
44-41 Giltner over Heartland Lutheran. Again, Giltner leads the point totals as far as it comes down to a wild card for the Hornets. So they're in great shape to make the state tournament. Heartland Lutheran is ninth in this point total. So they're in pretty much a must-win situation here tonight and then next Tuesday to make the state tournament. David Wilson into the lane. Dishes to Suhanik for three in the air for the tie. It's good. Garrett Suhanik has eight, and we're tied at 44-44. Second tie of the game, second tie of this quarter. Runs towards Sean Finley for Giltner. Two Ott on the wing. Kreitz now. They swing it around the perimeter. Inside the Ott. Double team there. Puts up the shot. Rolls off. No good. Ott gets his own rebound and scores. Eight this quarter. 20 in the game for Drew Ott. 46-44 Giltner. Just no answer for Drew Ott inside. He's just too strong, big, and powerful in there for the Hornets. 46-44 Giltner. Control the basketball. Isaac Flatstocker. Now to Jared Suhanik. Suhanik for the Red Hornets to David Wilson. Wilson inside the lane. 14-footer. Short. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Trevor Poppin of Giltner. Long central pass to Sean Finley. Finley to the free throw line. A pass to Ethan Kreitz, but he has no shot. There's a lob underneath to Ott. He will turn, shoot, miss the shot. Gets his own rebound and a whistle. A push. Looks like an offensive, not a rebounding foul on Drew Ott. He picks up his fourth foul with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. He's been the force. He's been the man inside for Giltner. Picks up his fourth foul with 1:05 to go. And he'll have to sit the rest of this third quarter and who knows how much of the fourth. 46-44 in favor of Giltner. 1:05 to go in the third. Ott gets his fourth. He sits down. And the Red Hornets can tie or go ahead. Driving with the basketball, Flatstocker. Lost control of the ball. Trevor Poppin controls, hits the deck, but gets rid of the basketball to Luke Richards and Giltner controls, still leading by two. Coming up with a little bit of a right ankle problem there, maybe Trevor Poppin. He's only slow getting down the floor. Poppin favoring one of his ankles. That's the number two postman on with four fouls, and Trevor Poppin has to go out. So the Hornets are really short here as the Red Hornets pick up a foul on the play. David Wilson got his second, only the fourth team foul. So the Hornets throw it in, and they're small now with Ott and Poppin both on the bench. Dylan Hendricks checking into the game, has the ball to Sean Finley. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Giltner 46, Hartman leaving 44. Hendricks for three from the wing. Off there, no good. The rebound out of there by Isaac Slapstosser. The Hornets can take their first leader tied here before the end of the third quarter. Wilson now to Logan Slapstosser. To Isaac. Keeping the left corner to Sahanek. Jared with the basketball. Pulls it up now. With 8 seconds to go to get it in the hands of Wilson with six. David will drive. Baseline left, runner from seven. Off the side of the backboard, no good. Grabbed by Justin Hastings to the timeline. Pulls it up at the buzzer. It's going to be well short and no good. That's the end of the third quarter of play. But another good third quarter of basketball after three. Giltner 46, Hartline Lutheran 44. We're back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Central City High School. Three quarters have been played in the sub-district championship game. Giltner 46, Hartland Lutheran 44. The Red Hornets outscore the Hornets 16-11 in the third quarter. Cut to 7 points. Giltner lead down to two here as we'll begin the fourth quarter. Giltner will control again. Duot, the big force inside with 20, has four fouls. He's not out there to start this fourth quarter. Justin Hastings is. Ethan Price is, Dylan Hendricks is, Sean Finley is, and Giltner has the basketball, and Luke Richards on the floor. It's a pass inside, deflected and stolen. A turnover on Giltner, quickly into the front court, driving, shooting, shot short by Simonson, but he's fouled in the play, and Sam Simonson to the free throw line for two for the Red Hornets. He can tie it by making both of these. Simonson warmed up in that third quarter. He had seven. Has 11 in the game. He's at the free throw line. The foul whistled there on Ethan Christ. First free throw hit by Sam Simonson. He has 12. We've been tied twice, both in the third quarter. It's now 46-45, Giltner. Second free throw by Sam is off the iron. No good. Tipped around. They foul in front of the near side. Simonson tries to save it. Just can't get control of it. Goes off Sam's hands and out of bounds. Let me go for the basketball. Quickly checking in, Jake Finley. We'll see how long Coach Matt Drew goes without inserting Dulock. Picked up his fourth foul with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. We're very early here in the fourth. 1 point Giltner lead. They have not given up the lead all evening long. Pass inside, shot put up off the glass. No good this time by Luke Richards. The rebound to the Red Hornets. Wilson comes into the front court. David with the basketball. On the left side now to Garrett Suhanek. To Simonson. He will drive. Shot up. Rolls off. No good. Foul for it in the baseline. It is off the Hornets. It will stay with the Red Hornets on this end of the floor. 46-45. Giltner. Still 7:14 to go. A whale of the finish. The Nuggets coming up here. Central City High School inbounding the basketball. The Red Hornets. Wilson gets the screen. 18-footer in the air for the lead. Off the iron. No good. Grabbed by Luke Richards. The Red Hornets again can't grab that lead for the first time. They trail Giltner by one. Heinrich almost traveled, gives it up to Richards from 18 feet, and it's good. Luke Richards, the senior, has five. 48-45, Giltner's lead back up to three. Flex tosses in the lane to Simonson. He's whacked on the play. Sam Simonson will go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Giltner's Dylan Hendricks. That's his first. Sam Simonson to shoot two. He has 12 points in the game. As we've been mentioning, Red Hornets team, good foul shooters, 73% as a team. Simonson makes the first. Sam averages 79% from the line. He made the first. He was fouling the act, 48-46. Checking back in Jake Finley for the Gilder Hornets. And Michael Holman for Heartland Lutheran. Simonson eyes the second free throw. It is up. It is rolling around in good. 14 in the game for Simonson. 48-47, Gilder by one. They have the ball in the front court. Into Drew Otter's check back in. Shot will be up there. Off, no good. Hodge gets his own rebound. Puts up the shot with the left hand, and it goes down. So Drew Ott back in the game. There's still more than 6.5 minutes to go. Scores there, 50-20, 47. David Wilson lost control of the ball. Heartland Lutheran turns it over. In the front court, Ott ahead of the field will shoot and score. A foul and a count. Drew Ott will go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. And just like that, off the bench, Ott with two field goals. He has 24, and he's fouled. By Isaac Flatstocker, that's his third. David Wilson gets a breather. That might be the first of the night for David. He lost control of the ball the other end of the floor. He needs a little breather here. Mahoney back in. Ott's free throw is good. 3-point play. So 5 quick points by Drew Ott and a timeout on the floor. He now has 25. And Giltner's lead back up to 6. So we'll take a timeout. 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Giltner 53. Heartland Lutheran 47. We're back in 30 seconds.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, they're now with a little pressure at the timeline. Flat sponsor gives the basketball up. Their shot on the run is good. It'll be an offensive foul. It will not count. Sam Simonson called for the offensive foul. He made the shot. With the offensive foul on Simonson, will turn the basketball over to Giltner. Simonson's first foul of the game. So a quick breather by Drew Ott as Giltner put on a little half-court trap there on defense trying to force a turnover. And then they got one on the offensive foul, and Drew Ott now back in the game. 53-47 Giltner. Giltner basketball, and they've never trailed. They've been tied twice in this game in the third quarter. Shot from three in the air. Off there, no good by Jake Finley. Rebound out of there by Splashdowner. Isaac into the front court, driving is Suhanik. Turns and shoots, but he travels first. So that's 3 straight times down the floor, 3 straight turnovers. One, an offensive foul on the Red Hornets. They're down by 6. They were down 48-47. Drew Ott came in off the bench with his 4 fouls, scored 5 quick points. Red Hornets have turned it over 3 times in a row down the floor, and it's 53-47. David Wilson back in now, along with Logan Flatstocker for the Red Hornets, controlling the ball. Ethan Price for Gilman. His pocket almost picked by Wilson, but the Hornets control. Weston Hastings, top of the key to Price on the left wing to Jake Finley. Inside the Ott, works the baseline, dishes it back out to Price. 12-footer in the hole. Ethan Price has 8. 55-47, the lead back up to 8. And 7 in a row by Giltner. 55-47. Simonson inside the hole and tries to get that fifth foul on off. Can't do it. Back out to Wilson. 5:11 to go. A lot of time. An 8-point Giltner lead for 3 from the wing. In the hole. Logan Flatstocker has 15. That cuts the lead from 8 to 5. 55 to 50 Giltner. Thanks to see you had a 2-point lead over Grand Island Central Catholic at halftime in there. T1 Subdistrict 6 in Hastings. St. Cecilia 29. Grand Island Central Catholic 27 at halftime. West Wing with the basketball. Driving is Hastings. Passes it inside the Ott. Has to run the basketball down there. Left all alone on the wing for 3. It's going to be no good. Jake Finley. Rebound comes pulled down by Logan Flatstocker to David Wilson. Hornets can pull within 3 here with a 3-point field goal. Then 2. Chop it up from the wing. Off no good by Flatstocker. They come to the corner, grabbing the basketball, and an elbow here called on David Wilson. Wilson headed for the basketball here in the corner, as did Ethan Tripe. And David Wilson whistled for a foul there. This is say David had an elbow in the play there, picked up his third all this half on Wilson. 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Gildner 55-50, the Red Hornets over the six-foul limit. So they're the free throw line for 1-1. It's going to be Ethan Trice, first throw of the night. He has 8 points in the basketball game. He fell up by Trice. It's going to be in and out of there. No good. Dustin on the ball. Holman with the rebound. Michael Holman rebounds. 5 point Gildner lead. 4:18 to go in the ballgame. Turning and shooting. It's going to be no good by Thomas Hudnall. Rebounded by Drew Ott. So Hudnall with the shot misses there. Front court now. It's basketball for Gildner Hornets. Luke Richards on the right wing. 4:03 to go in period number four. Gildner by five. They have never trailed. We've been tied twice in a very close second half. The basketball, Dustin Hastings. Now to Christ as Gildner controls the basketball. Taking some time off the clock. Trevor Toppin back in this where his ankle appears to be okay. And a while ago, a little ankle problem. Top of the key for three. Off there, no good by Dustin Hastings. A whistle. Hit the top of the wiring again after the high missed shot off the iron. Jared Suhanic checks back in. Michael Holman goes out for the Red Hornets. 55-50 Gildner, 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Deep three from the wing is going to be off there, no good. By Isaac Flatstop with the rebound. Ethan Trice, he will drive past the Ox. Hot shot, no good. Trice tries to grab it on the baseline, and he is pushed on the play. So Ethan Trice working the offensive board on the missed shot. Boy, that's the fourth foul on David Wilson. He's picked up four, and it seems like at the last 3 minutes. 3.5 minutes to play. To the free throw line is Ethan Price, 1-1. It's good. That's four on David Wilson, so he's in foul trouble just like that. And Price earns the bonus here. He has 9 points, 56-50. Price's second free throw is good, 57-50. So Price makes them both. And a whistle, and then Gildner Hornets knocked the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. The Red Hornets to play it in. 57 Gildner, 50. Heartland Lutheran, 3:24 to go. Red Hornets have the ball. Isaac Flatstop puts it inside the lane, puts up the scoop shot and scores. Right by Drew Otter with four fouls. He didn't do anything about it. Flatstop has three. 57-52. Gildner with a 5-point lead in the basketball. There's a pass deflected out of there by Sam Simonson. Turnover on Gildner. Basketball front court. For three from the wing. Logan Flatstopper off there. No good. Hits the top of the backboard. Off the iron. Hit the top of the backboard. And that's out of bounds also on this end of the floor. And Gildner basketball leading 57-52 with 2:58 to go. Sean Finley in. Luke Richards out for Gildner. Ott on the floor. Sean Finley. Ethan Kreitz. Trevor Poppin, and also out there, Dustin Hastings. Gildner controls the ball. They lead by five, 2:45 to go. Dustin Hastings drives, kicks it back out to Christ. Gildner now, a little more deliberate on their offense. Here, trying to run some clock, leading by five. Basically, have your three guards plus Poppin and Ott out there. Trevor Poppin. Top of the key now, they swing it around to Sean Finley. Ethan Price. Price, the 5'11 junior. With Finley and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Isaac Flatstopper of the Red Hornets. That should be four on Isaac, and it is. So a couple of four, Wilson and Isaac Flatstopper to the free throw line for the one and one. Going to be Sean Finley. He has 3 points, a 3-point field goal. Finley, a 70% free throw shooter, makes the first. Turns the bonus. That's four for Sean. And it's 58-52. Gildner still in the lead. Gildner, 56% free throw shooting team, but Finley's one of the better ones. 70%. Made the first here, earns the bonus. Second free throw by Sean. The 2:20 to go is off, no good. 58-52. Two possession game, 2:16 clock running. Strictly Fun Courts, Flatstopper. Isaac drives, puts up a shot and scores. Isaac Flatstopper has five. Timeout by Heartland Lutheran, Lloyd Wagner. So we'll take a timeout with 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Gildner 58, Heartland Lutheran 54. We're back in 30 seconds.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can.
Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner 58, Heartland Lutheran 54. Late in the fourth quarter of play, a timeout there by the Red Hornets. It was 35-28 Giltner after the first two quarters. Quickly, the Red Hornets got it tied at 35 in that third quarter of play. Could never get the lead in the ball game. Had chances to go ahead, and Giltner has never trailed in the game. He was tied at 35. In that third quarter of play, Giltner with the basketball and the lead, 2:08 to go, clock running, and here we go with Ethan Price into the front court. To Justin Hastings, top of the key to Poppin, left side to Price. Ethan with the ball, under 2 minutes to play, 4 points, Giltner leads. Again, they're taking some time off the clock here, they look inside for Ott, but nothing there. Luke Richards with the basketball, his pocket pick. Picked out of there by Slapstopper. He knocked it away. Pass run close to Simonson. Knocked out of bounds by the Hornets and, Garrett Kihonic. Tried to get open for that shot, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Giltner. Richards goes out. Luke Richards goes out. Sean Finley goes out. Luke Richards comes in. Inbound, a driving, shooting shot up. Rolls off there. No good by Slapstopper. They tried to get that fifth foul on Drew Ross. Couldn't do it that time, and the shot just rolled off, and Giltner rebounds. 1:31 to go in the ball game, fourth quarter at least, 58-54. Underneath, to Poppin, lost control of it, off the hands of a Red Hornet, says the official. It stays with Giltner underneath their own basket. Luke Richards was free under there, but he couldn't control that pass. And Drew Ott to throw it in, but it does go off of a Red Hornet. Giltner with the basketball, leading by four, 1:20 to go, and Drew Ott is fouled from behind there. By Sam Simonson, only two on Sam. Drew Ott to the free throw line on the 10th foul, so the Hornets will shoot two the rest of the way. Ott is only a 51% free throw shooter. Misses the first. And on the night, he's three now out of six. Made three, missed three. 58-54, Gilbert, 1:21 to go. Ott's second free throw is good. Ott now with 26 points. 59-54, shot up on the other end. It's no good by the Red Hornets. Rebounded by Giltner. A missed shot there by the Red Hornets. And a timeout Matt Drew for Giltner. So the missed shot there by the Red Hornets. Giltner rebounds. 1:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Giltner. Timeout for us also. 1:13 to go, fourth quarter. Giltner 59, Heartland Lutheran 54. Back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner 59, Heartland Lutheran 54. And tied twice in this game at 35 and 44 in the third quarter. Giltner has never trailed. Scored the first seven, led by seven at halftime. But it's been a whale of a good basketball game here tonight for the sub-district championship. The winner on to the district championship on Tuesday night. And the trip to the state tournament, the automatic trip to the state tournament. Giltner basketball, there's a pass, just pulled down. Augustin Hastings in the front court. Ethan Price gets the ball back to Hastings now. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. 5-point lead for Giltner. The basketball knocked away and a foul. That's going to be five as it's on David Wilson. Wilson tried to knock it away from behind. And Wilson's going to pick up his fifth foul. He's done with 56 seconds to go. Wilson, one of the two seniors, was the leader, the ball handler, the top scorer, 17 a game, fouls out here with 56 seconds to play with 12 points, seven of those in the second quarter, but a fifth foul there, and two-shot situation the rest of the way for Gildner. Free throw up and good by Justin Hastings. He has six. 60-54 in favor of Gildner. So Justin Hastings will get second one. Two-shot situation the rest of the way. Up and good. Seven for Hastings. And the lead just like that up to seven. 61-54. 53 seconds to go. Driving shot put up no good by Isaac Slapstrasser, but he's fouled in the plate. He'll shoot two for the Red Hornets. Gildner fouled. Whistled on Ethan Kreitz. That's his third. The free throw line shooting two here is going to be Isaac Slapstrasser. He has five in the game. He's one out of two from the line. This is a two-shot situation. 61-54. Gildner. Second free throw up and good. Isaac makes the first. 2 points says he has 61-54. 61-55 now on the first free throw made by Slapstrasser. Isaac Hyde is second. 50 seconds to play. Up and good. Makes them both. 61-56, and the timeout, Red Hornets. Heartland Lutheran calls the timeout, so we'll take one here with 50.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter for the sub-district championship. It's Gildner 61, Heartland Lutheran 56, back in another 30 seconds.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gildner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Central City High School Sub-District Championship. Gildner and Heartland Lutheran. The scoreboard says 61-56. The Heartland Lutheran fans have a 60-56, but 61-56 is the correct score. And the free throws that have been exchanged here in the last couple of seconds. 61-56, Gildner with the lead. And the Red Hornets have lost to their point guard, David Wilson, to foul. Drew Ott has been out there all this fourth quarter with four. Got his four with 105 to go. Red Hornets will apply pressure all over the floor in the backcourt. Gildner basketball. They'll come the length of the floor. They have a five-point lead in the basketball. 50.9 seconds to go. Down in the backcourt. To Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz fouled in the backcourt. Kreitz will go to the line to shoot two. And the Red Hornets over the 10-foul limit. So Gildner throwing up two at every whistle now. Paul and Thomas Hudnall in there to commit that foul. He did that. Ethan Kreitz to the line to shoot two. For Gildner up and off. No good. Kreitz is a 73% free throw shooter. And he is two out of four, though, tonight. All in this quarter. He has 10 points. Second free throw good. Barry Gatlin. 62-56. 6-point ball game. Gildner, two-possession lead. Garrett Suhanek of the basketball works to the baseline. Puts the shot up and good. Reverse layup and good. Suhanek has 10. 62-58. And another foul in the backcourt of the Red Hornets with 33.9 seconds to go. This one's called on Thomas Hudnall once again. And the Hornets will go to the free throw line. And the first and up, once again, Ethan Kreitz. He'll shoot two more. Ethan, three out of five from the line all this quarter. He has 5 points this quarter, 11 in the game. Kreitz's free throw. Buried it, bottom of the net. 63-58. Gildner by five with 33.9 seconds to go. Kreitz's second free throw is up. Off the iron, no good. 5-point ball game, 32 seconds to go. Pass into the front court. Isaac Slapstrasser has it. Drives all the way. He will shoot and score. Through a couple of defenders and Slapstrasser. Isaac picks up the field goal. 63-60. Gildner in the backcourt and Kreitz fouled once again. Suhanek picks up the foul this time and Ethan Kreitz to the line to shoot two more with 19.8 seconds to go. Gildner, one possession lead here. 63-60. He sends Kreitz back to the line. Again, he's made four. He's missed three this quarter. He'll shoot two more. Up and good. 64-60, Gildner. Ethan Kreitz, 5'11 junior, at the line for the second. This one's up. It's good. 65-60. 19 seconds to go. Giltner by five in the front court. Long 3-by-2. Hanek in the air off the iron. No good. Drew Ott pulls it down for Giltner and a whistle. And a foul call as soon as Ott grabbed that basketball with 12 seconds to go. And it looks like the Giltner Hornets may hold on here. This has been one heck of a ball game. Ott to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Sam Simonson. Drew Ott. Shoot two. 26 in the game for Ott. Again, not one of the better free throw shooters for Giltner, but in and out and back down makes this one. Three out of four this quarter, though, is Ott from the line. 66-60. Giltner by six. Second free throw by Ott. No good. 66-60, so still a two-possession game with 9 seconds to go. Quickly front court. The drive, the shot, and the score there by Thomas Hudnall. Giltner will let the clock run. They don't have to throw it in. No timeouts left for Hartman Lutheran. And a timeout now. Matt Drew calls one on the near sideline. 1.2 seconds to go. Heartland Lutheran was out of timeout. They couldn't stop the clock. Giltner was just letting the clock run out there because they didn't have to play it in. Matt Drew said we might get a 5-second call here and turn the ball over. Well, I'll call a timeout. So Drew did call a timeout for Giltner. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. It's 66-62. 1.3 seconds to play. In the ball game, Giltner with the lead, and it looks like the Hornets are going to advance to the district championship game. A drive and score there. By the Red Hornets, they trail by four here, and Giltner will have the basketball. They'll have to throw it in underneath the basket of the Red Hornets. Again, Hartman Lutheran just not able to get the lead. A couple of ties that Giltner had to be answers. And then they inserted Drew Ott early in the fourth quarter in a close ball game. Ott responded with 5 quick points. Got that Giltner lead back up from 48-47 to 52-47. And Giltner has made enough free throws down this stretch here. And they have a 4-point lead. 1.2 seconds to go. The Hornets are going to throw it to the timeline. Picked off by Giltner. Three-pointer in the air at the buzzer. It's going to be no good, and the basketball game is over. And the Giltner Hornets have won it, leading all the way, besides a couple of ties. The final score in the sub-district championship, the Giltner Hornets 66. The Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran 62. Congratulations to both of these teams on an outstanding sub-district championship basketball game. Giltner moves on to the district championship next Tuesday, and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets fall to 18-6, and they have maybe a chance at a wild card, but again, that's going to be determined later. But the final score, Giltner winning 66-62. We'll be back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
At B&B Carpet, we think the best way to start off the new year is with a clean sweep of our warehouse. We have the new products arriving soon and need to make room, so it's out with the old and savings to you. During the clean sweep sale at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back and forth, up and down we went in this Class D2 Sub-District 4 Championship game here at the Central City. And the Giltner Hornets come out victorious 6-6-62 over Heartland Lutheran. Giltner never trailed in this game. We got a couple of ties in that third quarter, but the Hornets then had a five-point run with a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. Got up 52-47, added a couple more points after that. In fact, had a seven-point run and went up by eight and won the ball game 66-62. Giltner came out, scored the first 7 points of the basketball game, all inside by Drew Ott. Three field goals, one out of two from free throw line, as the Hornets used the strength and power of Drew Ott all evening long inside. He had the first seven. Giltner jumps out to a 7-0 lead. Red Hornets' first basket of the game was at the 3:14 mark of the first period, 7-2 Giltner. Hornets led it 17-9 after one. Second quarter of play, Giltner got up by 12 at 21-9 and 23-11. When it was 23-11, Heartland Lutheran goes on a seven-point run, 23-18 then Giltner led, and the Hornets led it 35-28 in the halftime break. Seven-point Giltner lead at halftime. Early in period number three, Sam Simonson took over. He had 7 points in the third quarter, powered the Red Hornets back into the game. They got the first seven of the third quarter, tied it at 35 with 6:23 to go. Giltner then moved the lead up to 38-35. It was 40-37, 42-38, 42-41. We were tied for the second time at 44-44 with 2:04 to go in the third. Final 2 points of the third quarter scored by Giltner. Hornets led 46-44 at the third period break. And with 1:05 to go in that third period, the big guy, Drew Ott, picked up his fourth foul for Giltner. He had to go out then, missed the early part of the fourth quarter. So Giltner led by two heading into the fourth, but without Drew Ott, who was sitting on the bench with four fouls. Giltner then had a lead of 46-45 and then 48-47. When it was 48-47, Ott comes in, scores five consecutive points for the Hornets. They went up 52-47, scored three more after that, and Giltner had the lead up to 55-47, and back and forth we went from that point. The Red Hornets forced into a fouling game to foul Giltner, sending him to the free throw line, and in the fourth quarter, Giltner makes 12 out of 18 free throws in that fourth quarter, 12 out of 18 from the line, including 6 out of 9 in that fourth quarter from Ethan Kreis. And the Hornets make their free throws, 12 out of 18 in the fourth quarter, and won it by the score of 66-62. But you can't, I guess, overemphasize enough the importance of Drew Ott. A close ball game. He comes in, scores five quick points, a field goal, a three-point play, the lead back up to five. Giltner adds on three more to that. They have the lead up to eight, and the Red Hornets just could not catch him to get tied or ahead in the game. In fact, the Red Hornets never led in the game. Again, those two ties in the third quarter of play, and Giltner won at 66-62, a whale of a Class D2 sub-district championship game here in D2-4. So the Giltner Hornets move on with 22 wins, one loss on the season. They'll be taking on the winner of tonight's D2 sub-district 3 game between Dodge and Lindsay Holy Family next Tuesday. Once that winner's determined tonight, the two schools will get together. They'll find a place to play, a time to play next Tuesday for the district championship and the automatic qualification to the state tournament. The Hornets should be in the state tournament regardless of what happens next Tuesday because they lead Class D2 in the playoff points. So they sit real well as far as making the state tournament, but they want to go out next Tuesday and get a district championship, and they'll be playing the winner of Dodge and Lindsay Holy Family. Heartland Lutheran now with 18 wins, 6 losses on the season. They were ninth in the point standings coming in. They had to win this game and then win the district to make state. It looks like the basketball season over for Heartland Lutheran at 18-6. Stranger things have happened, but the loss here tonight, of course, will hurt them. They won't be moving up in the point standings with the loss, and it looks like the season over. But another outstanding ball club here at Heartland Lutheran. They made state last year in D2. They fall to 18-6 tonight. Scoring tonight for Giltner, 27 for Drew Ott. He had 12 in the first half, another 8 in the third quarter, another 7 in the fourth. 27 for Drew Ott, 14 for Ethan Kreis in the game. And Ethan with those 6 free throws down the stretch, he had 14 on the night. 7 points for Dustin Hastings, 6 points for Trevor Poppin, 5 for Luke Richards, 4 for Sean Finley, 3 for Jake Finley. Dylan Hendricks played but did not score for Gilder. 27 for Drew Ott. Ethan Kreis with 14 for the Gilder Hornets. For the Red Hornets, of Hartman Lutheran, 14 for Sam Simonson. Had only 4 the first half, but again, 7 in the third quarter, 3 free throws in the fourth, 14 for Simonson. David Wilson, the 17-point scorer, fouled out late in the ball game. He had 12 points, but he's very, very quick. He's a good ball handler. He had 12 before fouling out. 10 for Garrett Suhanik, 15 for Logan Slatsdoster, and Logan is not a starter, but plays usually the first one off the bench. At 15, he's more or less a starter. He had 15 tonight to lead the team in scoring. 9 for Isaac Slatsdoster, and 2 for Thomas Hudnall tonight. The Red Hornets, 10 out of 16 from the free throw line. So 15 for Logan Slatsdoster, 14 for Sam Simonson, 12 for David Wilson, 10 for Garrett Suhanik, 4 Red Hornets in double figures. They have 28 first half points, 34 in the second, 62 on the night. 27 for Drew Ott, 14 for Ethan Kreis, the double figure scores for Giltner. 28 first half points, 31 second half points, 35 first half points, 31 second half points for Giltner, and they win at 66-62. The Giltner Hornets at 22 wins and 1 loss will be in the district championship next Tuesday night. Heartland Lutheran falls and their season probably over at 18-6. I'd like to thank all of our Giltner and Donovan area Heartland Lutheran supporters and Giltner supporters tonight on our broadcast here on the Breeze. Village of Giltner, JSGK Catering, Sitting Bull, Todd's Body and Glass, Honeycutt Farms, Robert Shaw Insurance, Recent Agronomics, B&B Carpet, and the Bank of Donovan. Thanks to all those fine sponsors. Of course, our tournament basketball continues on our family of stations tomorrow night. We'll have 4 girls district championship games. All 4 winners will go to the state tournament. Here you go, right here on the Breeze tomorrow night, 6:55 or so pregame, Class C2, District 2 final, Sutton versus Friend. Sutton and Friend. Sutton Phillies trying to get back to state. We'll have that one for you on the Breeze from Hastings High School at around 6:55 tomorrow night on our sister station, 1230 KHS. Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, trying to get back to the state tournament. They'll be playing Columbus SCOTUS over in York, 6:45 pregame tomorrow at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHS. On the ESPN Superstation tomorrow night, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney, the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, Kennesaw and Amherst tomorrow night on the Superstation. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. That will be in Gibbon. And then also on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM tomorrow night, Ravenna Girls take on Crofton, 6:50 pregame, and the tip-off at 7 o'clock. So 4 district championship games for the girls on our 5 stations of Platte River Radio tomorrow night. How about that, folks? Can't beat that, can you? There you go. And we'll start to cover the Hastings High boys and the Adams Central boys in their district basketball tournament starting Saturday with Hastings High on 1230 KHAS Radio. What a victorious night, the 22nd time this season for the Giltner Hornets, number 2 rank in D2, number 1 in the point total. It looks like they have their shot and trip to the state tournament locked up, but they're going to play for a district championship come Tuesday night, as they'll be taking on the winner of tonight's Dodge and Lindsay Holy Family basketball game. We're going to try to get it. I think we are going to get here. Matt Drew, the head coach of the Giltner Hornets, coming up here. And Matt can get up here. It's been wild and crazy at Central City. He can navigate his way up here. We'll talk to Matt and see what he has to say here before we call things good here tonight in Central City. I can say if Coach can navigate his way. You got to come up this way, Coach. There you go. Don't strain yourself, Coach. We're on the air here, Coach, so I'm waiting for you. Thanks for coming up. Matt Drew is here, head basketball coach of the Giltner Hornets. Coach, first of all, congratulations to your ball club. I tell you, bending but not breaking tonight. You never let the Red Hornets get the lead, but this was one heck of a good basketball game tonight.
Yeah, we were able to jump out to an early lead, but you know the way they shoot the ball, we were going to have to hold on to it. We didn't make a lot of shots in the second half, but we were able to squeak it out.
The ball club tonight, Coach, doing a pretty good job offensively. Obviously, the game plan, getting the ball inside to Mr. Ott, Drew Ott, and he did a great job inside. He just was just too powerful for the Red Hornets tonight.
yeah, I mean, that's who we look to get the ball. He's probably scoring the first 7 or 9 points. I don't know, but that's our game plan, and they thought they could guard him one-on-one, and they started a double team. We still were scoring, but, you know, this is more points than we usually score, and this is more points than we usually let up, so it's win and lose. We hope to play better defense now, but that'll happen.
Yeah, it was back and forth. Credit to your other kids, Coach. Somebody's got to get that ball inside to do, don't they? I mean,
it's
true, and they did tonight. So your guards did a good job, and Trevor Poppin, when he was working inside, did a good job too. But your guards did a good job getting that ball inside.
Yeah, I mean, Ethan Kreitz does a great job for us. I mean, he hit some huge free throws there, and he's the one that handles pressure. And starting some new guys with Dustin Hayes, who's a sophomore, he does a nice job getting the ball. And Sean Finley and Luke Richards, a senior. You know, they look to get the ball. That's their number one look. And they trust Drew to give it back to him when they got a look. So it's a great team effort. Those guys play great defense for us, too.
Yeah, 4-point victory tonight for the Hornets. Coach, Drew gets his fourth foul with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Of course, you had to take him out for the rest of that quarter, a little bit of the fourth. He comes in, you're one ahead. He immediately scores 5 points, and you score, tack another three onto that, and you're up by eight. I guess you can't overemphasize the importance of Mr. Ott to your ball club, can you?
No, I mean, he's averaging 18, 19 points. No one else averages 7, so, you know, we just got to trust him that he's not going to get in foul trouble and do as best we can, I guess. He's not just a scorer. I mean, he's had a few nice passes. He rebounds. He makes our defense work. I mean, this probably wasn't his best defensive game with Tyler Luther running 5 guards at him. So, but he definitely is the focus of the point. And these other guys have to stand up and hit shots, and they have all year.
And they did tonight, too. You had some T3s in the ball game too. And then you mentioned Mr. Kreitz hitting his free throws in the fourth quarter. Coach, you go 12 out of 18 from the line in the fourth quarter. And when you get in a close game like this, especially this point of the season, if you make your free throws, you're going to have a real good chance of being on top. It's a fundamental thing, but you got to make them, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's burned us in the past. The year we beat BED, Green Danforth downstate, we made free throws. Last year when we lost to Hay Springs, we didn't make free throws. So we try to emphasize that this year, and these guys got to recognize that's going to keep happening.
The ball club now will be in the district final on Tuesday night. Coach, you're in great shape in the point standings, and the kids sure know that. But you want to go out Tuesday night, and you're going to face a good opponent for sure, and get ready for that state tournament. But these are the kind of games you need tonight and next Tuesday, because they're going to be great games down at the state tournament. So your kids are really facing some difficult opponents, but they've stepped up to the task so far.
Yeah, someone told me to play Lindsay Holy Family. I don't know that for sure, but
I don't know either for sure. But
you know, we look forward to that. We've only got to cut down the nets once since I've been here at a district final, and it's a very exciting thing for the kids. It's a lot of fun to celebrate another tough game, like you said, to prepare us for state. I mean, they're just going to keep getting tougher, so we got to keep being ready. You know, this was one heck of a sub district.
Yes, it was. Three teams of Hampton knocked out earlier with three of great records in it, and you guys will be heading back to state. And Heartland Lutheran was there last year. Hampton was too. Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys. Get them ready for Tuesday, and we'll probably see you next week.
All right. Thank you very much for coming to our game.
You bet. Matt Drew, head basketball coach of the Gildner Hornets, as they win their way to the district championship 66-62 over Lloyd Wagnett's Heartland Lutheran ball club tonight. And just a whale of a basketball game. And our congratulations to both of these teams tonight. The two seniors for Heartland Lutheran, David Wilson and Dylan Postian. Dylan didn't play tonight, but only two seniors on the team. Gildner has only two seniors, Sean Finley and Luke Richards. Well, that will wrap things up here at Central City High School. Great job by these two basketball teams and the Gildner Hornets to win their way to a district championship game next Tuesday night. And Coach believes they're playing Lindsay Holy Family, with Lindsay Holy Family and Dodge in the other half of this district in their sub-district final tonight. But we'll find out for sure and pass along to you. Gildner in the district championship next Tuesday night with 22 wins, 2 losses on the season. And Heartland Lutheran closes, it looks like, at 18-6. Well, that will do it from Central City. Again, the final score in this Class D2 Sub-District 4 championship game from Central City, the Gildner Hornets 66, the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets 62. For producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
And play by play.
Action at home or away.